Hello and welcome back.
Today we're going to do a short guided practice to help you plan your week around energy, not time, and definitely not perfection. If you've ever looked at your to-do list and thought, I technically have the hours, so why can't I do the thing? This practice is for you. Most planning systems treat you like a machine. But your energy, your focus, and your nervous system have their own honest rhythms. And when you plan with them, things finally begin to click. You're welcome to grab a notebook or a planner if that feels supportive, or simply listen and visualize. Let's begin. Take a slow breath in through your nose and a long, easy exhale out of the mouth. Allow your shoulders to soften. Allow your jaw to release. Maybe add a little wiggle, a little movement to help promote that release. Allow your attention drift from the outside world toward yourself. Before we plan anything, notice your baseline. How does your body feel right now? Is it alert? Tired, scattered, steady, whatever's here is okay. Now ask gently and honestly, what kind of energy am I bringing into this week? You don't have to fix it, just notice it. This awareness is your foundation. Think back over the past week, or even the past few days, not what you accomplished, but how you felt. When did you feel clearer, more capable, more grounded? When did you feel foggy, restless, overstimulated, or drained? Let the answers rise without forcing anything. Now imagine the typical shape of your week ahead. Which times of the day feel lighter? Which days feel steadier? Which pockets tend to be heavier or more unpredictable? These are your natural energy zones, the rhythm your body already lives in. If it helps, name them simply. High energy, you're able to focus, make decisions, complete complex tasks. Medium energy, this is when you're in your creative flow, you're able to plan, you're able to connect. And your low energy, this is admin, chores, anything grounding and restful. Your goal isn't to control your energy, but to cooperate with it. If you're using a planner, feel free to open it now. If not, just picture your week in front of you. Instead of listing tasks, start with the energy landscape. Ask yourself, when do I usually feel most alert? When do I fade or crack? Where do I naturally need buffer or transition time? Let your body answer, not your brain. Now begin placing tasks into zones, not into days. In those high energy blocks, this is when you plan for strategy, focus blocks, decision making, problem solving. For your medium energy, this is when you put meetings, planning time, collaboration time, flexible work. And for your low energy times, this is when you put admin stuff, any cleaning, any maintenance, rest, and grounding. Notice what happens when tasks go where they feel right instead of where the calendar says they should go. If you can, choose one restorative activity for your lowest energy window, not as a reward, but as regulation. When you protect your energy, your time naturally follows. Take a breath in here and let it out. If you've ever felt bad at consistency, what if the issue wasn't discipline, but misaligned energy mapping? When you plan against your body, you will always feel like you're behind. When you plan with your body, flow happens naturally. This is energy-aligned planning, where capacity leads and time follows. Your brain cannot run on a spreadsheet alone. It runs on cycles of effort and recovery. Honor those cycles. And the focus you've been chasing has a place to land. Take one more deep breath in. And one more long breath out. Notice what feels clear and what feels spacious. If you wrote things down, highlight one insight or one boundary you want to carry into your week. If you didn't write anything, simply hold this reminder. My energy matters more than the clock. You are allowed to plan for sustainability, not speed. For honesty, not perfection. For the version of you that actually exists. If this practice helped you breathe a little easier, you can find some more energy tracking resources over on my website. I'll link them below. Feel free to connect with me on my Instagram or via email. And thanks so much for planning with compassion today. I'll see you next time.